Hey,
it's KK,
it's Ace,
it's Ash,
and it's Kara. Hey guys, and welcome to the 13th episode of the Losers Podcast.
So Ace is here today.
Yeah. Yay, give a big round of applause. Yay. Give a big round of
thank you.
We just want to say we are so sorry for not posting Thursday and Friday. We had a lot going on, and then stuff just kept coming up. It was just really hard for us to do the podcast, upload the podcast, and edit everything while doing that. So we are so very sorry. Now, I just wanted to say that we love doing this podcast, you know, for fun, and we enjoy doing this. And we know that we're going to get hate, because that's just how people are, but we would like it if you do bring negative energy to not put that here or make fun of us for anything, since we're doing something we enjoy, especially if we have encountered you before, which would not be cool. So yeah. Ash, would you like to explain what we're doing this episode?
Of course. Today we will be continuing Kayla's love interest / love triangle, and where we left off was that MJ got a 3-day suspension and something unexpected happened.
Okay, so basically, after the teacher gave oh, by the way, we kind of like forgot a lot of the story, so like if we say something that doesn't match up with the last part, we are so very sorry. So basically, MJ, like after the teacher gave MJ his suspension, Gabriel, even though he didn't like get in trouble or anything, he decided that it would be okay to punch MJ again while they were out in the open in front of the teacher for some reason, which is really stupid. So he went in for a punch, but MJ somehow ducked and Gabriel punched the teacher instead. Yeah, the teacher fell on the ground and hit his or her head really hard that she was unconscious. She got knocked unconscious. Kayla, she was in total shock. She's like, why would Gabriel do that? And like, why is my teacher on the ground right now? It was just so much for her. Suddenly, after like a beat of rest, everyone started like yelling and saying, get 911 on the phone, and they call, get the hospital to come get an ambulance. And they were just like yelling, they're freaking out. Ash,
so someone decided to call 911, like someone else yelled, and the ambulance rushed to their school. Once they got the teacher, MJ, and Gabriel in the ambulance, they rushed them to the ER. And the teacher got stitches. After what Kayla heard, she ran to the hospital, from the school to the hospital and all that stuff. And when she walked in, she heard MJ and Gabriel fighting. So she thought it was too much for her, and she went outside.
So basically, after she went outside, like, she was on, like, I want to say, like, a penthouse, but basically, like, the top of the building. I don't know what that's called. The top of the building. I'm just going to say that. The roof. So she went on top of the roof, you know. She was all in her feelings, you know. She was crying. She was tearing up. She was all emotional because of this huge problem she caused. She thought she caused it because, you know, boys. She was crying. She was like so emotional. She was like sitting down until Gabriel came. He came and saw her, and thought to him, she didn't see him yet before he came in, but he saw her first, and he was like, wow, like, I can't believe, like, me and MJ did this, and Ace?
MJ and I.
Oh, MJ and I. MJ and I did this, and, you know, it's, like, really hard to see, like, a girl cry that I like, you know? Ace, you wanna, add on to what, Gabriel thought?
Gabriel felt empathy for Kayla. So they hugged. And then after that, MJ just stood there. And yeah. Does anybody else want to take over, or should I?
You can keep going.
Okay, so after they hugged, MJ went back down to the teacher, but they wouldn't let her in. So when she came back up, he found Gabriel and Kayla talking. So MJ got a little frustrated, so she went and sat next to Gabriel.
MJ is a he.
Oh, wait, what? Oh.
MJ is a he.
It's
okay. Okay.
He went and sat next to Gabriel. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, you would think that MJ would get mad that Gabriel was talking to Kayla, yeah, I'm sorry. But no, MJ suddenly realized that Kayla just wasn't, she wasn't the one, you know, and he didn't really feel like that she deserved his passionate protective self. So he told Gabriel that you can have Kayla, you can be with her, because I realized that if a girl truly loves me, she wouldn't be in love with someone else, and she wouldn't have to put up with two people fighting over her. She would be like, I know who I'm in love with, and so on. But no, she just let us fight over her. So you can have her. And Ash.
And Kara.
The boys thought, I mean, Gabriel who thought what he did was wrong? Or was it MJ?
MJ was the one who, like, said that he could have Kayla.
Wait, MJ said that to Gabriel?
MJ said to Gabriel that he could have Kayla. Kayla.
So MJ told Gabriel he could have, Kayla?
That's what I just said, Kayla.
Yeah, so what, Kayla was really, like, surprised because of that. She was like, wow, like, really? Like, okay. So she was, you know, confused, surprised mostly because, MJ was like, he seemed to really like her, especially because of the party. Wait, was that him when he was in the party? The guy...
Well, let's just say she was just surprised that MJ gave up, even though she thought that he liked her.
Yeah, so she was really surprised that, you know, he gave up. So Gabriel looked really surprised when, you know, she was looking at him because, like, you know, she wanted to see how he thought or how he looked when he heard the news. I'm gonna say it's news, but yeah. So So she was like, I'm really sorry. Gabriel, he hugged Kayla really tightly. And then she like
pulled. I thought they already hugged. I'm confused now.
They hugged again. Because he loves her so much. because
how about Ace, you end it off?
Sure. So after MJ is lonely, but is tongue. then
what?
So then MJ takes Kayla to the side. No,
Gabriel,
thank you.
Gabriel takes Kayla to the side.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they get near each other and kiss.
And they kiss! Oh my god! The bad boy meets the
they live happily ever after until
they broke up because they were just teenagers and they wouldn't last together.
Yeah, yes. And it came off as a toxic relationship. Anti-toxic relationships.
We love y'all. Thank you for listening to this episode.
And this is the last part of Kayla's
story. We might do another one if we want to. Yeah. Which we might, because it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this. Bye.
Bye.